I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 165. That's right, 165 episodes. And joining me today, I have Renee.
Hey, what's going on?
I got Charlie.
Hey, people.
And I got Alex.
Oh my God, it's like an old recording again.
Right, exactly. It's like an old episode. It's like. Back in the day.
Like way back in the day.
All we need now is Frank and we're good.
Right?
Yeah, bands back together.
Yeah. 165 episodes, you said?
165.
Damn, I didn't know we could count that, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's kinda hard to think that I can think that high.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Good.
So what's going on, dude?
I know we're like, no, that's my IQ.
Ain't mine, that's for sure.
Word. So I guess we can start. So let's start with Charlie. How you been, man?
I've been good. I've been good. I'm surviving, going through a couple of things here and there, but keeping my head up and still standing.
Good.
Getting old sucks.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
I was telling Steve. No, Steve knows this. I was walking down the street Monday. This is Friday night, so Monday afternoon, I was walking down the street, and I stepped off a curb and pretty much almost tore my calf muscle. Stepped off a curb. It just popped, and it hurt like hell.
Are you okay, though?
I'm limping, but I'm okay.
This is the New York question. Did you sue?
No, I'm not. What am I going to sue? My own damn self?
Yeah,
I'm going to start problems.
Dude, I mean, I have broken bones. I have dislocated stuff. I jammed fingers, broken bones, dislocated, stabbed, just got hit with a baseball bat. I never had
everything that happened to me when I used to do pro wrestling.
Really, I never ever felt a muscle pop before, and that shit hurt.
Yeah, because I don't know. All my life and all the knowledge that I have in my brains, I don't think muscles are supposed to pop.
No, I really don't.
Listen, as long as it doesn't sound like a book going, I think you're good.
Oh, that's true too. Yeah. So besides old, been catching up on a couple of movies. Saw Spider-Man, Toy Story 4, and Yesterday. In the last week.
Fucking A, hell yeah. That's a...
All three movies are really, really good. You still got to see Toy Story 4, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Still got to see that.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man. I really got to see Spider-Man's.
Yeah, I need to watch Spider-Man because I really need to talk to somebody about that end credit scene. The first end credit scene.
I will definitely fill you in on that once I watch it. Or yeah. I'm pretty sure there is shit on YouTube explaining it.
Oh, dude, Kevin Smith already, did his thing, and it's all over the place already.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost spoiled it the other night when we were watching Logan.
There you go. Yeah, but all three movies are really, really good. Toy Story 4 was fantastic. The new character, Forky, pretty much steals the movie.
Awesome.
But there is a sad ending that made my wife cry.
Yeah, that's kind of what I don't like about these fucking Toy Story movies is the fucking sad endings.
I'm a robot, so I really don't cry.
What was that?
I'm a robot, so I don't really cry too much.
Right, yeah. Only one time. It's fine.
Dude, I still remember watching Toy Story 3, And that ending when, you know, Andy's playing with Bonnie and he's passing his soul along to her, that got me like hell, dude.
Yeah, well, this ending's worse.
Really? Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, can see right now. I'll do like a tweet. I'm just going to tag Charlie in it. Charlie, you were right.
Yeah.
Cry emoji, cry emoji, cry emoji.
There you go.
Like, damn you, fucking Disney.
Yeah, no, but like I said, that character Forky, he pretty much stole the movie, and there's a nice funny meme I posted up talking about trash.
Oh yeah,
the trash just like me. So you gotta see the movie together.
Okay. Well, I kind of get it because they're kind of like the fucking like the misfit toys at this point.
Not really, though.
Well, Forky is Sporky is because. He's a fucking spork.
Yeah,
that is a fucking misfit toy as is. Yeah. Just the thought of it, it's like, yeah, it's a fucking misfit because it's literally trash.
Yeah, and Key and Peele, they were funny as hell in that movie.
Okay. I'm mad you, like, censored yourself and you're, like, funny as hell.
I was
about
to
say
the same thing, dude.
Sorry.
They were funny as
hell.
I think that's going to be the episode title, Funny as for Hell.
Funny as hell. And besides that, I've been doing podcasting with Steve. And
yeah, man.
Pretty much my life at the moment.
Podcasting with Charlie is fun.
Yeah. Getting back into it a little by little with the Turntable Podcast. Plug. And,
Fuck yeah. So as of right now, the first episode of the Turntable is
up.
Yes. And
so now, man.
Yeah, and the next episode will be up next week.
Next week, not this week.
Yes, next week. As of this recording, it will be the next week.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, I know you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about the listeners.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Alex, what you been up to, man?
Well, we'll start off with movies or whatever. I think I mentioned it last time, but I saw the new Child's Play.
Ooh, how was that? You didn't
know that.
I'm gonna give you the summation of it, and maybe you'll understand me perfectly. It's not terrible, it's not great, but if it was on Netflix and you want to kill time, you could watch it.
Okay.
You know, it, like I said, it's not bad. The idea of it was cool. I just think it shouldn't have been Chucky. It should have been like something else.
Okay.
But you know how it is when you take a franchise just so you can make more money.
Right.
Nobody ever does that.
And actually, Mark Hamill voiceover as Chucky was, you know, like, I kind of liked it. You know, it wasn't like, you know, was it Brad Dorf, whatever his name is?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, it was a good interpretation. There's one scene that I love because they brought it back later on that when, I could kind of spoil it without spoiling it because you already know what it is because they kind of explained it, that it's just the doll or whatever is glitched.
Uh-huh.
So because, you know, whatever. Like in the beginning, you see why the doll's glitched. So there was this, like, when they saw that this Chucky was, you know, like this buddy doll was, you know, like off, one of the kids from the movie kept trying to make Chucky, you know, stab something and kept saying, "This is for Tupac." Later on in the scene where when he's killing somebody, he says, "This is for Tupac." It's like, what the
That's
fuck?
Hilarious.
Dude, I like I'm watching this late at night and I'm trying not to, you know, because I procured it, but whatever. Yeah, so I'm trying not to like laugh out loud because people were asleep.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah.
It's for Tupac.
Yeah. So
oh, yes, I'm excited.
So yeah. So other than that, you already know this, that I've been working hard body on trying to get that new issue up soon. Already, as you know, because I sent you the basic idea of dialogue for the
preliminary sketch of the sketch, a fucking outline of the issue.
Yeah, and
Fuck
then
yeah.
And you already seen the, like, and I posted it up on Instagram that
sure.
I have, like, the, you know, the pictures themselves of the new character of, you know, of what I'm going to be working with. And I've actually gotten a lot of praise from a lot of different people. Like, people fucking shooting me messages when he see me or texting me. I was like, really? Fuck, man. Like, everyone's like, kind of like, do your comic again, motherfucker. Like, you know, that's technically the gist of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been the whole thing. It's like, from the last issue that posted, which was like almost a year ago, I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I got
to get it. Yeah, it's always good to be recognized for your work, man.
What happened?
It's always good to be recognized for your work.
No, yeah, but you know, and I mean, Steve, you know this about me. I'm like, I'm a very humble dude. Like, you know, I think my work's okay.
Oh, but, you man, know, apparently,
you know, a lot of people love my stuff. I have a friend that she told me that, you know, she loves my art style. She goes like, you know, that my art style is unique, that I should keep putting up more shit.
Yeah.
So you should, like, man. You never know what's going to happen, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying this, like, the stuff like this or whatever motivates me more to, you know, to keep pushing forward, and I want to try to see if I can get back into, doing more of the strip and stuff like that. Oh, that reminds me, Steve, who do I talk to? Because when I was going through the site, it seems like a couple of the issues don't come up on the site, of the old issues.
You can talk to me about it.
Yeah.
And
so,
I can figure it out.
Yeah, because I was looking, like, you know, backtracking through some of the old stuff, and some of the issues are missing.
Okay, I'll figure it out. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, but then other than that or whatever, dude, it's been work, Mortal Kombat 11 on the Switch, and the newest addiction that I have when it comes to, like, playing games on the phone, Disney Emoji Blitz.
Wow, Disney Emoji Blitz. I've never even heard of that game.
Okay, so this game is 3 years old, and I just recently got into it. So the whole concept of this game or whatever, it's like any other puzzle game or whatever, like, you know, like How Bejeweled and Candy Crush and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But the more you play, the more Disney emojis you can unlock. So they have, you know, different characters. So they do have, you know, the classics like Mickey and Minnie and all that stuff. And this past, like, one of the obscure emojis that unlocked was Madam Mim from Sword in the Stone.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah, so the thing that, though, was kind of cool, though, too, but I never got a chance to unlock any of them, was they do have some Star Wars characters on there as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know Disney's Marvel, whatever, but there's no Marvel emojis as of yet.
It'll be there soon.
Yeah, but it, like I said, it's a fun time killer, dude. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my time killer on my phone is Yahtzee.
What are you, 80?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, what's next, bingo?
7 years old right now.
You bingo, playing bingo next, or?
Maybe. Actually, we were driving around and we saw a fucking bingo hall for like fucking, what was it, like
$2?
Yeah, $2 bingo. Yeah, 50 cent bingo spot. I was like, fuck yeah.
Dude, speaking of bingo, my
wife, a chicken mama.
All right. I was going to wait a second because I know Charlie was just saying something.
All
right. All right. No. So I was going to say, like, since you mentioned bingo, my wife and her friends, they go to this thing every morning. My wife, right? So they go to this event that it's a fundraiser for her best friend's kid's school. Uh-huh. And it's known as Radio Bingo. And the way that it works is that the way that they play, that the cards, instead of, you know, calling out numbers, they play music. They have people dancing. They have games. And, you know, they have actually like cool prizes. And they have something called, you know, you already know, like, what they call the 50-50 pot.
Yeah.
That sounds fun, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because I was just like, I kind of want to go, but I kind of don't because, you know, I'm not one to dance. And it's just like, I know I'm not really going to hear my style of music on there anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was like, well, yo.
What you do, you go there, right?
And suggest it.
And you just think, and you, in your head, you just start playing ICP in your head, right?
Yeah.
And then you do the two-step.
Yeah.
Two steps is easy as fuck. All you gotta do is step right and step left. That's all you gotta do.
No, and I'm just gonna randomly spray Faygo on all the people, whatever. What the fuck is he doing?
No, so you gotta spray the Faygo on yourself, dude.
No, I sprayed on anyone else, whatever, and just start screaming, Juggalo, what, bitch?
Weren't they in the news this week too?
They probably were. They usually
No, they were. I'm pretty sure they were in the news this week.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, something about their face paint.
I'm honestly like not up to date with my ICP news.
The one or two juggalos that are like subscribed to this site and listen to a podcast, they're gonna be like, "Yo, Alex is on like, yeah, juggalo, but what the hell, man?"
I'm sorry. We're not trying to get press passes to the fucking
gathering of the juggalo
this year.
No better than the Trump rally, though.
Oh man! Oh, and then when it comes to like podcast wise or whatever, other than listening to the Inner City Geeks podcast, shameless plug. I recently got into Talk Is Jericho.
Oh, Talk Is Jericho is actually pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
I know Jericho has all these great stories or whatever, but him as a podcaster, like, he's good, you know.
He's weird. Because he, like, jumps around a lot.
But you know what? I don't know if it's a wrestler thing or whatever, but a lot of wrestlers that I know, like, when like, telling stories or whatever, they always jump back and forth like that.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they have, like, crazy ADD.
Yeah, well, it could be all the chair shots.
It could be.
It could be the drugs, allegedly.
Either that or he just dropped on his head a little too many times.
Yeah, you know. Well, remember, he did wrestle in Japan a bunch of times. And in Japan, you get dunked on your head a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's one of the categories. It's like, oh, yeah, you got to, like, fucking make sure you get hit in the head at least twice.
And not even in the ring. It's just random. They come up to you, whatever. Yeah. Headshot, pa!
Instead of like nut shot?
Head check! And he just smacked
Wrong head.
Oh, man. Oh, that would be horrible. Headshot, and still cheer right to your balls.
Yeah, man.
Renee, what you been up to, dude?
A lot. Like, watching a lot of random stuff. But pretty good. We saw what was it? Booksmart.
Yeah, we saw Booksmart, which is fucking amazing. I think we spoke about that on the last episode that we did.
Right. Yeah, that was a good movie.
What is that?
The one thing that we actually saw together, we went to the theaters. We got premiere tickets, well, screening tickets to Stuber.
I want to see that so badly.
How is it?
It's fucking great.
Yeah, it was actually a fun movie. The whole movie theater going situation was really bad.
Yeah, because we wound up going to a theater that was on the verge of closing down. As of this episode airing next week, or the airing of this episode, the theater that we went to see Stuber will be closing down that day.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So the theater they went to was in Ybor City, and it was a smaller AMC, and we got fucking tickets to go see it, and other than the fact that it was hot as fuck in the theater because apparently the AC wasn't working properly, or they just didn't fucking turn it on because they were like, fuck it, we're not fucking spending more electricity than this shit if nobody's fucking buying anything.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was so bad that they didn't even have like a ticket taker for anybody. It was just like, yeah, just going.
Like, literally, like, you know how we usually walk into a theater, there's usually, like, people out front, like, oh, yeah, you know, let me get tickets or whatever, or like a booth or something? Yeah. Nothing. We just walked straight in. I literally was, like, almost into, like, about to go see Spider-Man because that was the first theater that was there. And I was like, okay, where the fuck is the line for this shit? And they were like, oh, yeah, we don't know. Just wait around.
Yeah, hang out.
Just hang out. I was like, okay.
Sure, I'll be the law-abiding citizen. Like, yeah, we'll take a peek.
Yeah.
2.5 hours later.
Jimmy Fox in this one. Yeah. Yeah, so it was actually really fucking good. It was a really dope movie. Batista did a fucking great job playing a cop. And fucking Kumail did another fucking great job playing a fucking Uber driver that doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. And Batista gets better. He's a funny dude. And the movie's actually really good.
Yeah.
I need to see that movie.
It's a really interesting story, and it's fun. It's fun. It's fun as fuck.
You know what's funny? Have you ever listened to Kumail Nanjiani's podcast?
Indoor Kids?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, like him and his wife work well together in the podcast. Like, they're both hilarious. Yeah,
because they both play video games like crazy.
I would love to just hear, like, his insight on that movie. Like, you know, like, maybe he should do, like, a commentary thing.
Yeah.
All right, I remembered what I wanted to talk about. So I've been playing a really good video game on the PS4 called Ritual of the Night. It's a Metroidvania kind of game, made by one of the guys who made Symphony of the Night and actually worked on a lot of the Castlevania games. I think his last name is Inaga, but the game's really, really good. Can't hear me say that a lot tonight. I'm so big. It's a really cool game. It's kind of a modern take on the Castlevania series. It looks amazing on the PS4. It was a Kickstarter. And yeah, good game. Bloodstained. I think it's pretty decent. It's long as fuck, too, actually. It's like almost about twice as long as Symphony of the Night.
Nice.
Good game. What else? All right, the other stuff I want to talk about. Now, I'm going to plug Netflix pretty hard right now. Aziz Ansari has a new Netflix special that dropped this week, which is actually really funny. We were watching it right before.
Yeah.
We started tonight, and it's actually really funny, really brilliant. I love the dude, man. I have love for him. I've been a big fan of his work. I love Master of None. Master of None is really good.
Relationships,
and it's a great look in New York City life. There's actually an episode about being a doorman that had me fucking dying. But anyway, so yeah, check that out on Netflix. I think the dude needs our support. I also like zoomed through the Stranger Things 3 season 3, which is also very, very good. It's been getting great reviews on everywhere, so I'm just gonna add to that. It's definitely worth binging. Something really quick to watch. It's really good. there's a character named Robin in it. It's really cool, played by Uma Thurman's daughter, which I kind of didn't know about. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also watched a documentary called Icarus. Steve watched like parts of it. It's kind of like really crazy story about the Russian Olympic doping scandal. And it's a really interesting documentary that I personally like didn't even notice. And I love watching stuff on Netflix. And it's because it won the Academy Award a couple years ago, but it's actually really fucking good if you haven't seen it. If you're into any kind of documentary, check it out. If you're into sports, especially, I'm not into meathead sports. I'm more into like, I guess it could be a meathead sport, but I don't look at it that way. I like fighting stuff like boxing and stuff, but like also the Olympics and soccer. And anyone who follows that knows that cheating and steroids are huge in that.
Yeah.
So watching this documentary and just realizing that the Russians have been cheating since their first post-World War II Olympics is fucking mind-blowing. The other thing about it, and not to get too crazy on the episode, we were watching it, and we were just like, our minds were blown. Like, every fucking minute that we were watching this documentary, it's really mm-hmm. fucking good. And then I'm talking to Steve about it, and I'm like, there's proof that this happened. And people don't believe that these people are capable of so much crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say before I fucking run a crazy rant.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely. Icarus, check it out. And, yeah, I think that was pretty much my list of stuff that I really wanted to talk about. We'll get to some random shit later, so.
Yeah.
Stranger Things was good, dude.
Yeah.
Steve, when you watch it or whatever, we should have an episode just talking about, you know, like I said, that one thing I just really want to riff about.
Hell yeah, have like another bonus round for that.
Yeah.
I have to wait to watch that.
Yeah, because you had to wait for your wife.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Maybe you should watch it. Oh, you know, allegedly.
And dude, that's then, the same then, thing I fucking told Charlie too.
Yeah, and then you play it off like you never watched it because it is.
No, good. Yeah, I tried that before.
Did you listen?
What happened?
Did you listen to the podcast?
No, no, of course not. No.
All so right. There you go. You can legally watch it, and then when you watch it with her, it's like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened.
I have tried this before with other things, and I'm really bad because when like a major scene happens, I automatically look to her to see what her reaction to that scene is. So it's a dead giveaway.
Oh man,
I'm an idiot that way.
Oh my god, dude, that's hilarious because that reminds me of the Walking Dead when the governor killed Herschel, and I kind of saw it already happening.
Yeah,
and I had to look at my wife Jennifer watching it, and when the governor cut off Herschel's head after he said liar, I remember the tears just coming out her eyes seeing it. I was like, no fucking way. Like just as his head came off, the border works.
Yeah, so I'm really bad at doing that shit, man. So I'm gonna be nice once in my life.
Oh, there's another series that I started checking out on Netflix that I wanted to mention. I started watching Fluffy's show.
Yes.
Oh, that was good.
Mr. Iglesias.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like very hit and miss
with me.
It's a good first season for somebody that's actually doing a TV show.
Yeah.
Is One Day at a Time better? Please tell me it's better.
Yeah,
it's way better. Cool.
Oh yeah, no, way better. You still haven't seen it, Renee?
No, I've watched so much shit, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Oh my god, speaking of which, Steve, I have something for you that I gotta send to you.
Okay.
Apparently somebody one of the FSRs from the from the company that we work for, worked at a place where they got a screener for, I think it's like season 2 of One Day at a Time.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
So I was just like, you know, I know you probably seen it already, whatever, but since it's for your consideration screener thing, I was just like, Steve would appreciate this.
Hell yeah, that'd be awesome. Fuck yeah.
So after the fact or whatever, dude, I just need you to resend me your address so I can just be like, you know, you're going to randomly check your mail, like, I think this is from Alex. It is.
It's one of these ancient artifacts.
Yeah, I'm just happy that.
What is it? Snail mail.
It's a DVD.
Hey, you're Spanish. Is BBB.
am I the only one that's reading comic books right now?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Charlie doesn't read comic books. Alex doesn't read.
All right.
Charlie's laughing because he's taking it one way.
Right now, that I'll tell you guys about later. After I write them. But I've been reading comics pretty much like nonstop since I came out here. And they've been doing some really good stuff with The Punisher. And some stuff dropped off this week that's been in the news that I kind of want to talk about. Marvel's been hitting it out of the park lately. I've been saying that everywhere I fucking go, that the Marvel stuff is better than DC, and the Punisher stuff lately is actually a good example of that.
I think the last Punisher thing that I read was the Becky Cloonan stuff that she did.
All right, yeah, like a lot of the stuff that they've been doing with him has been like, I want to say experimental or just different. It's still very mainstream, but it's actually really, really good. And it's definitely worth checking out, even if you're not a fan of like the normal Punisher stuff or you don't like the Netflix, whatever. It's a good comic book to check out. Anyway, Punisher's been on the warpath since Secret War. He's been after Hydra, and the first story arc kind of had him going on a warpath against Baron Zemo and Hydra. They end up back in New York City. I think it's like issue 13, which came out last week. And they end up in New York City, and the Punisher comes across a bunch of New York cops, right? He gets pulled over in an alley by two cops. Come out of a car, and they approach him. And when he they're like, put your hands up, whatever. They see it's the Punisher, and when they see it's the Punisher, they're like, "Yo, like everyone in the chat group is gonna be like psyched. They're not gonna believe that we ran into you." Blah blah blah. And the Punisher's like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "Yo, you're like, you know, you're like our hero. You're like our idol." And they point to a sticker on the back of the police car. And the Punisher's like, basically, like, he takes the sticker off, rips it up, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, you're not supposed to be doing this. Like, I'm the bad guy. You're the good guys. Like, I'm not someone they're supposed to follow or emulate. And it's a really fucking great shout out from Marvel to all the police who've been using the Punisher symbol the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious, man, because they actually did it in the comic book. And I think that's like, it's part of Marvel canon now that the Punisher thinks that the police are fucking morons. And the last line is fucking hilarious. He's like, you know, go follow Captain America. You'll appreciate this more than I do. And I'm like, yo, dude, like, this is awesome. Like, I was reading it online because it came out in the news. Someone on Twitter, like, tweeted it. I think Doug, Comics Tube, that's a great shout out for a great page that I follow. Okay. And a great crew that I know. Comics Tube fucking brought it to my attention because they posted it. And I posted it on my Instagram. And I think it's a great shout out that Marvel did that. Again, not something I really want to get into, but I think it's a great, great thing that Marvel did that, man, because the Punisher is not something that should be emulated. He's not a good guy. He's an anti-hero, for real.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, that was it. That was my big thing for the week from what I read. Other comic book news, I'll remember something randomly later, but yeah. Just want to talk about that real quick.
I guess another thing that I've been actually watching, something that I recently got into because I saw some dude on Instagram or whatever that I actually follow from a band that's out in fucking Argentina. He was watching this show on Netflix called Dark. And I've heard from a lot of people that this show is actually really dark. And I was like, okay. So I was like, fuck it, whatever. And I saw that this dude was talking about how it's a very good sci-fi series. And I was like, okay, this is very interesting to me. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to watch it. I start watching it, and right after, just like after the first episode, I'm like, okay, I'm fucking hooked. I really fucking enjoy this episode, this show. And they just came out with the second season, and I'm like, about two episodes away from the end of the first season. And I'm like, oh my God, shit is so fucking good. So good that, like, I started watching it with Renee, and Renee was like, yo, this shit is fucking great. And, like, it's fucking good. It's crazy interesting. So, okay. So, a little bit of a breakdown for the show is, first off, it's German. And there's no dubbing. It's all subtitled and shit. Well, no, they actually do have dubbing or whatever. But some of the subtitles are kind of a little bit off, but whatever. Just like animes and shit. And the subtitles are always off of whatever they're saying in real time and shit. But it's actually a very convoluted story. And the reason it's so convoluted is because it has to do with a lot of time travel. So if you're into time travel shit, this is one of those shows that you can actually sit down and be like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? But I like it. It's fucking interesting. And it's very interesting because I guess the main story is basically that two kids wind up going disappearing. One kid winds up disappearing in 1986, and another kid winds up disappearing in, like, now times. And essentially what winds up happening that you wind up finding out within the first episode is that they wind up switching places. What? How do they wind up switching places? That you just have to watch. It's fucking insane. And it just gets crazier and crazier as the series goes. And it's one of those shows that, like Renee was telling me, because I just went in blind with it or whatever. And then after he saw me watching it, he actually went in and started noticing shit. Was that this show was actually, they were trying to remake it over here. Because, like I said, it is a German show. They were trying to remake it over here, and then they were like, yo, this shit is way too fucking convoluted and complex, and we're just like, fuck it, we're just going to put this shit out the way it is.
It's also like, everybody in the show is like unlikable.
Yeah, they're all fucking assholes. It's
really hard to do in American TV.
Yeah, like, there's nobody in the show, for the most part, there's nobody really in the show that basically is redeemable. They're all like dicks in some type of way to each other.
Even the kids, I was like,
yeah, yeah. There's no lovable character. You're like, oh my God, I love this guy. He's so good. Like, no, they're so good, like, acting. But as far as like personable, like, okay, I want to hang out with this dude because he's fucking cool. No, all of them are fucking assholes. They're all fucking dicks. They all suck. And one of the lines from the show is like, yo, nobody on this town is actually worth anything. You're all a bunch of fucking pieces of shit. And it's true. Like, everybody's so fucked in that town. Because it's one of those towns that's, like, in the middle of nowhere, so everybody knows everybody's business. And it's fucking crazy how everything happens in that fucking show. So if anybody's interested in a crazy, weird, fucking good sci-fi show that has to do with time travel, watch Dark. It's definitely fucking worth it.
I think my brother started watching it a while ago because my brother watches like Netflix, like No Tomorrow. And the show that he started watching, which I watched like the first two episodes, they weren't bad, was How to Sell Drugs Online.
that's like a Swedish show or some shit.
Yeah, and like I was watching it with him, and you know, it wasn't bad, you know.
He's like, I'm trying to get ideas.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, like damn it, I you know, I'm trying to catch up on other shit. I can't get into new shit.
That's the thing too, like there's so much fucking shit to watch.
Yeah, there's way too much
shit. Like it fucking sucks. Like stop putting new shit out, people. Just let the podcasters do shit and fucking just put shit out slowly.
We just got to stop blinking.
Yeah, I guess so. And stop blinking, stop sleeping, stop fucking working. Just, 24 hours a day, just watch TV.
Yeah, Clockwork Orange style.
Yeah, basically.
And now we're coming up. Now they're coming up with more streaming services. So people don't even be
watching. Yeah, what the fuck? So that leads us to fucking geek shit. Let's fucking get to it. Warner Brothers is actually finally going to come out with something. They actually said, okay, they're going to be doing some shit. Which is fucking another thing that's fucking like ridiculously convoluted or whatever to me. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, they're like, oh yeah, it's going to be just Warner Brothers, but then there's also like HBO and HBO Max and HBO Go and then fucking
Disney. Yeah, it's weird.
It's like 18,000 different things from like one company. I'm like, what the fuck? And then they're still saying like, okay, DC Universe is still going to be there. Yep. It's still going to be its own thing. But then it doesn't really coincide with the other thing. And then the CW channels are all going to be like in one thing. And I'm like, why are you doing all this separately? Just put it all fucking together.
Money. It's money.
Yeah, but after a while, people are going to be like, yo, you guys are just like, no, we're just going to...
This is what my hypothesis on what's going to happen. Every network is going to have its own streaming service.
Yeah, that's pretty much a given.
The Hulu of the world and Netflix of the world is going to slowly fade. Well, Netflix still has the original programming. Hulu is going to have the original programming.
Well, the next one that's pretty much going to fall off is like Crackle. Crackle's going to disappear. Like,
the last thing I saw on Crackle was Snatch.
Right, yeah.
That's the last thing I saw on Crackle.
Yeah, and then that one show that fucking Seth Green was doing, that was Claymation shit too.
Supermansion?
Yeah, Supermansion. That shit was fucking funny.
But Disney's gonna have their own thing with Marvel. HBO stopped doing their own thing. But the big news was they're taking Friends with them.
Good, let them take Friends.
NBC is doing their own thing. They took The Office from Netflix. Netflix is pretty much losing everything here. HBO, CBS already has their own thing.
Here's the thing. Okay, CBS and fucking the CW and all these channels are all pretty much the same company.
Yeah.
So, why are you still doing shit stuff?
Because people are gonna wind up paying for this shit.
Well, what, like my brain is thinking, what's this thing is like, yo, yeah, it's all separate, but at this point, also like these two channels, just the CW and fucking CBS, they both have totally different demographics as well.
Oh yeah, definitely do.
That's what like my brain is saying. Like my other brain is saying. It has a totally different demographic. So, like, seeing, like, Arrow on the same thing as fucking, like, you know, the Blue Bloods, it's two totally different people that are watching it.
Yeah.
So, I get it. But
I think it's, again, what's going to happen, go more of my hypothesis, you're just going to have to pay for what you want to watch.
Yeah.
But I think like, it's stupid because...
It's like, here, just pay for all this shit.
Because I don't pay for cable. I don't know if you guys do. And I don't pay for cable at all. But with everything going off and now having to subscribe to like DC Universe or Disney or whatever is coming out, it's going to add up to a cable, much more capable, if not even more.
Even more, yeah, exactly, because everything is fucking not cheap.
Well, I don't know if you heard. I think Disney said recently that their monthly subscription service would be $6.99.
Yeah, which I'm fucking down for that shit.
Yeah, and
what's the Marvel shit? You know the new shit?
Bucks? Yeah, the Warner Brothers. Yeah, like he was saying, yeah, it's gonna be like fucking $18. Yeah, eat a dick. I'm not paying fucking $18 for fucking Warner shit.
Yeah,
$18.
$6.99 for the Disney Marvel channel. It's not that bad.
The what?
At $6.99 for that Disney channel.
Yeah. I can dig that.
Yeah, like more content. You get almost, maybe, I guess more. Almost as much as the Warner Brothers stuff, because Warner Brothers is a lot, man. That's HBO. Yeah. So nice. All the Warner catalog, all the TV shows, all the movies. But yeah, Disney one's a really good deal. It's only $10 for all that stuff. Yeah. That's every
no, Disney. Less than $10.
Less than $10. Yeah,
it's a great deal.
Movies, all the Disney shows, all the Marvel stuff, like everything.
Yeah, I'm definitely down for that shit.
And new content too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
brand new content. Yeah,
that ties into the movies.
Yeah, all those new Marvel shows I want to be
announced. Yeah, so that's something that I think is actually worth it. Yeah. The Warner Brothers thing, I don't know yet. I doubt it though. Yeah,
I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, and at this point, like, there's other ways of procuring things. So,
yes, thank you.
There are other ways to watch it. So, fuck it.
I think that's what's going to wind up happening. There'll be more outlets to procure stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to plop down all this money for these
social. People will though. That's the thing. People will pay.
Smart people like us.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, people keep paying the money for it, so they're gonna keep doing it. That's
yeah, that's a market trade. That's just it. Yeah.
We try to be slick and do, you know, cord cutting, but they fucking figure out how to get around that. So, yeah, we keep paying. They're gonna keep doing it.
Yeah. Like all we're paying for right now is just fucking internet. Like, we don't need to fucking pay for anything else. We're like, yo, yeah, and Hulu and Netflix, fine, but like fucking all the other shit? No. Like, I'll find a way to watch it.
Yeah, and I've been like that since, what, 2014 or so?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah, I got rid of cable. Yeah, around 2014.
Yeah, there are ways to fucking watch shit. So, like, don't.
I mean, I kind of feel bad. I don't even pay for Netflix. I'm on my brother-in-law's account. And then recently he gave me his Sling account.
Yeah, because you can watch live TV on Sling, too.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like paying for another thing.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. I'm not paying. I don't have to pay for you, thankfully.
I mean, that's the one thing I miss. And there's ways to watch it too, but like live sports, I miss.
That was just it. Yeah, I was like watching the Yankee game before. It's like, God damn, I can't remember the last time I sat down on my couch and watched the Yankee game.
Yeah. No, but there are still other ways to watch live sports. Like, you can find, like, fucking, like, ESPN sometimes.
Yeah, this is a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, ESPN, sometimes you need, like, a cable provider to watch certain things here and there. Watching the Super Bowl was a pain in the ass.
I had no problem watching the Super Bowl. I found that shit online. CBS Sports actually
came in. That's actually easier, because that's normal TV anyway. It's not
the
cable thing.
Yeah, but, like, I can't watch stuff on the YES Network. Like, even though it's just like a New York, New Jersey thing, like,
yeah,
I'm not sure about here.
Yeah, so your baseball team find the lever, right?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, we're in Tampa where fucking a lot of the Yankees people are, so, like, why would they not have it out here, too?
You would think, because there's more of a Yankee town than a Tampa down.
I don't know. Like, I haven't been into that stuff in a long time, but I would imagine YES is online now too, right? Don't they have an app or some shit?
YES is online, but again, you need a subscription to stream it.
Okay.
Yeah, you need that. You need that like Optimum subscription and shit.
Yeah. Cablevision, Optimum, whatever.
Welcome. As you guys mentioned it, like, I've just been really fucking lazy and I have to sit up on the TV, like, all of us around it. Now that you guys mentioned it, like, yeah, like ESPN and some live stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess another thing that came out this week that was fucking like had people up in arms on the internet, of course, because they get fucking butthurt about everything.
Was it the donut guy or no?
No, not the donut guy. Even though the fucking bagel guy, that fucking
bagel guy. Sorry, bagel guy. Sorry.
Yes, that guy made me. That guy gave me so much laughter. This week.
Dude, did you watch the video before the actual video?
In the fucking van on a dating site. What the hell's wrong with you?
No, I didn't see what happened before.
Yeah, so the whole thing was that before they showed the initial video of him riffing, you know, like looking like he's just crazy, he was talking with one of the ladies or whatever, and he came off like a rude jerk beforehand or whatever. So he was like really rude to one of the people there. So when before the initial video, the fucking lady that worked there, whatever, kind of like, you know, have a nice day, and just laughed at him. So that's when he just went ape shit, and everything that you saw online happened.
This guy.
Well, apparently, it's not the first time he's done it either. So.
Yeah, he has a YouTube page that he goes. He just rants and does that same shit.
Anyway.
Yeah, dude. He's homeless, living out of a fucking van. He has the nerve to fucking like try to pick up women. Dude, you can't pay your rent. You can't fucking pick up a chick.
Wow. I didn't know he was homeless.
Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, you know, like.
Wait, so he lives in a van down by a river?
I wasn't saying that.
And I also. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
I love the fact that someone took him the fuck out.
Yes, really.
I watch those videos and people don't do anything and just let it go. Like, he deserved it.
Dude, my favorite thing was this. It was the guy that he was arguing against. The one that said,
yeah,
you want to fight? But then what made me laugh was when he tackled him down. I was like, yo, did the dude grow to like 8 feet tall?
Well, next to him, yeah, of course, he looked like he's 8 feet tall.
5 feet.
Yeah,
5 feet even. I was like, all right.
Yeah, shot guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Anyway, Steve, sorry to interrupt. What
yeah.
We're gonna say.
So besides Bagel Guy, the thing that came out this week was the casting for fucking The Little Mermaid.
Oh please!
Oh God,
dude, you can please shut the fuck up about this shit, man.
I'm just naive that we just I feel like an idiot whenever I said shit too, because I was like I could not believe people flipped out this hard over this shit.
So here's the thing. Okay, Disney is doing a live action version of The Little Mermaid, like they've been doing with fucking everything as of late.
Yep.
And they casted Hailey Bailey, I guess her name is.
A YouTuber.
Yeah.
I had no idea who she was, but apparently she's a very good singer.
She's also on the show Blackish. And,
that's what I remember.
Well, no, on the Grownish, which was actually the spinoff of Blackish. Right. And so she's black. And everybody's like, yo, what the fuck? Why are you getting a black Little Mermaid? And, like, why are you guys getting so upset?
Dude, if you look at her and you look at Ariel, they have a lot of similar features.
Yeah, like skin and hair?
Exactly. No, I'm talking about, like, facial-wise or whatever. She does look like Ariel a little bit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, what really gets me?
People get butthead over everything, man.
How is it that you have things trending like, not my Ariel?
Yeah, I saw that today. Oh, wow.
People, I don't want to go deep into it. You have
I do.
You have a climate in the United States, especially, of hate.
Yeah, everybody hates everything for some reason.
And people feel like they have to voice that hate because they feel entitled.
Yeah, but that's when what's popping up on fucking the I See the Sorry thing is like everybody was fucking just like, oh yeah, yeah. I'm mad about this, so I'm gonna bitch about it.
Yeah,
I'm mad about that. I'm gonna bitch about that too, and everybody can hear what I'm trying to fucking bitch about.
So yeah,
the funny thing is, half the people that are gonna that bitching about is gonna wind up fucking seeing the movie and spending the money on the movie anyway.
Yeah, regardless of who's gonna make a fucking shit ton of money.
Yeah.
No matter what people say, oh yeah, it's not my Ariel. It's not.
Let me tell you something right now, man.
Who cares, man? Who the fuck cares?
Let me tell you something right now, and it's the truth. Even though the origin of the story is from a Danish, you know, writer.
Yeah. Right?
are you really gonna give ethnicity to a sea creature?
Yeah,
because technically it's a sea creature. So
not even just that, but it's a fictional fucking character.
You know what I thought was funny? The meme that I saw was like, you know, people complaining about Ariel, whatever, and they had the picture of Jesus or whatever, and it just said like, you know,
My favorite one was the surprise motherfucker.
No, my favorite one was the Captain Phillips one. I'm the little mermaid now.
Oh my god,
I am the little mermaid now.
Going back to it.
Did you see the other one? The fucking Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
The Little Mermaid. Under the sea, motherfucker.
There was a report today that people want to ban and protest Toy Story for over a 2-second scene that had same-sex parents involved.
Oh, fuck them, man. Like, seriously.
It's just getting really fucking ridiculous. When did we become a society of just being fucking butthurt all the time?
Ah, that's funny, Charlie. Same sex, but hurt. Uh-huh. He's a cynic. I love you, Charlie.
But, and wasn't this also the same, the first movie that they're basically saying, like, okay, yeah, fucking Woody is, like, the first bisexual character in...
I didn't hear that.
I think I read that somewhere.
Woody was bisexual.
Oh, my God. So now Woody's going to be played by Jake Gyllenhaal?
He's a Mysterio.
Oh, my God. No, oh, my God. I can see right now the deleted scene or whatever. It's going to be Woody and Buzz or whatever. I can never give you up.
God,
don't stop.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
People just
stop bitching about everything. People just need to stop bitching about everything.
Have you seen the trailer for Mulan, the live action Mulan, the teaser trailer?
Yes, that was the next thing I was about to bring up. It actually,
I know people are complaining about that for a stupid reason, though. But
yeah, people are complaining. Okay, so I saw the trailer. I was like, "Yo, this shit looks fucking good."
Yeah,
I'm not complaining, but I just have one question: like, is it gonna be like the original movie?
No.
So from what it looks like, from what we see in the trailer, it looks like it's going to be a serious movie.
I can see that.
Silver Dragon?
So no Mushu, from what it looks like.
No Mushu or no Kriki.
And apparently no music.
Yeah, because apparently when Mulan first came out and everything like that, the Chinese audience kind of took a little offense to the movie. So they wanted to appease the Chinese audience. And they made it more serious. So it's like, oh my god, it's Mulan, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, 9 years, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of good actors in the fucking movie. And it looks really fucking good. And I'm kind of excited to see
how it, see what they do with it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really excited to see how it plays out and how it works, you know, how they make it work without everything that was in the original. Yeah, and from what I hear, not all the fucking live action things have actually been pretty good. The last one that came out, which was The Lion King, that was about to come out this week or came out last day. From everything that I'm reading and seeing, is that it's garbage.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of mixed reviews.
Yeah, I might still see it. Might, keyword might.
Yeah, what's the next one after Mulan? Anybody know?
Little Mermaid, I guess, the one after Mulan.
Oh shit, that's right.
Aladdin was the only.
Anybody see the Cinderella one or Dumbo?
Just fucking came out.
Dumbo was actually good.
Okay.
What about Cinderella?
I really enjoyed it, and they did pay homage to the original movie. So,
did you enjoy it because it was Tim Burton doing it?
That
I
helped.
I forgot he did it. I forgot Tim Burton did Dumbo.
That helped.
Okay.
I was kind of happy because it was like, oh my god, we have Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito back at it together. Yay.
Yes. And speaking of fucking Danny DeVito, we got a trailer last week. We didn't record last week. We got a trailer for the new Jumanji. Jumanji, the next fucking, the next,
next chapter?
Next level, I think.
Yeah, next level, next chapter, whatever.
Why did I say next stage? It's stupid. But
round one fight. Yes, yes. Jumanji.
Yes, Jumanji looks fucking dope.
It looks really funny.
Dude, yeah, fucking Rock and fucking Kevin Hart are playing fucking Danny DeVito and Danny Glover. That's it. I'm sorry.
I didn't even know Danny DeVito was a part of the movie.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, he's the role that he plays in that is, I think he plays the one of the kids' grandfathers, something like that.
Yeah, they both play one of the kids' grandfathers.
Cause they get sucked into the game.
Yeah, and they get sucked into the game. They happen to be in the fucking in the same house at the same time, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we need four players, so we're just gonna drag these two fuckers in here too."
But to be honest with you, what made the first Jumanji for me, you know, the remake, of course, was Jack Black, you know, playing it as that he was a young, you know, a teenage girl.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was pretty good.
Dude, that scene when him, he was playing a girl that he had to pee, that he actually had to pee.
Yeah. Oh, he had to pee, yeah. How do I do this?
Yo, dude, the scene in this trailer, at least. I forgot what I was gonna say. God damn it. Brain fart.
I got it. Restart.
Yes. So seeing The Rock play Danny Glover's voice with the Danny Glover, like the way he tries to make it sound like Danny Glover, mm-hmm. is fucking great. And the way Kevin Hart is doing fucking, no, it's the other way around. Danny Glover is fucking Kevin Hart. It's fucking hilarious. And then fucking The Rock plays Danny DeVito. Holy shit. Dude, that's like twins all over again. But fucking hilarious, dude.
Wasn't there talk about remaking that too now? Now that you mention it?
What, female twins?
No, the movie Twins.
Oh.
No, the rumor was that they were going to make a sequel to it.
A sequel?
Yes.
Yeah, with a third person or whatever?
Yes, and no, apparently the third person was supposed to be Eddie Murphy.
No, see, I heard the rumor that we'll be making it, that Jason Momoa wanted to remake it with Peter Dinklage.
Wow.
I can see it. They do kind of look alike.
Yeah, they are.
Don't? But I can see it, I guess.
It'd be interesting. I don't know. Like, everything has to be remade nowadays anyway. So.
We're both on Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, dude. I can see it right now. The way that we can play this would be perfect. So even though Jason Momoa is a big, like, big buff, strong dude or whatever, he's the one that gets picked on all the time, and his twin brother, which is played by Peter Dinklage, is the tough one. Is like, why you?
I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
Why you gotta be such a puss? You big for nothing asshole.
Start writing the script, Alex. You can sell this. Come on.
Copyright Inner City Geeks 2019.
There you go.
2019. Yeah, it looks fucking cool. I want to see Jumanji.
So now going back to the fucking twins thing, right? The one line that he Momo has to say when his brother looks out for him, my man.
I can dig
it. It'll be fun.
Is there anything else that you guys saw this week that would like to bring to attention? Because
I have one quick thing I wanted to talk to Alex, get Alex's opinion on. Of all people. Alex, you have a Switch, correct?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I've been wanting to get a Switch, but current situation I'm in can't really go out there and buy one right now. So the announcement this week was the Switch Lite, which is pretty much such a handheld version of the Switch. It's $100 cheaper. Supposed to have more battery life. What do you think?
great idea. Guess we got it pissed off because it's like, this one's more handy. The fuck, man?
So, I mean,
taking a step back.
I don't know if it's taking a step back. I know it's supposed to be smaller, but it has a more battery life. The only thing, you can't dock it. You can't remove the joystick.
Right, that's what I mean by they're taking a step back, because what they were trying to do before with the Switch was that they were just trying to have it both be a fucking handheld and a fucking regular console at the same time.
Well, Steve, remember, you got to play the Switch when you came over here.
Yeah.
And you saw how handy that system is.
Yeah.
I mean, I have played one.
The one now is just going to be literally just handheld. They're not. You can't dock it.
No.
You fucking play shit on
the
TV.
The screen is going to be small, too. Like, it's not big. It's a little bigger than the big 3DS that I have screen. And it's like, Steve has a Motorola phone?
Yeah.
You can look at that phone screen online and see how it'll look. Like, it's a good size. There's nothing wrong with the system. It's just the fact that it's a portable one.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, but for $200, man, they should throw in some more stuff for portable.
Or at least give it a little bit of fucking...
Because the Switch is going to be $250 within a year or two. So, like, you know.
Well, the only thing that I, like, my gripe with the Switch is that one of the Joy-Cons, the left one for me, like, it gets damaged easily because of a lot of the play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had to buy a new one.
Like the light, the Switch Lite, they're calling it. It's supposed to be a little bit more durable. They had a directional pad on the left side.
Yeah. Cause,
I don't know. I thought it was a good idea because, again, you know, my current situation, money's tight.
No. So. It kind of reminds me of like when they had the 3DS and they decided to go with the 2DS.
Okay.
That... You know, that they took away some things or whatever, but it still played, you know, the games. And ultimately, that's what you want to do anyway. So, but the one thing that, like I said, that I love about the Switch is, dude, I take the system everywhere.
Yeah, see, that's my idea about it. Like, because I take a lot of trips and everything. So,
the battery life isn't the best, but, you know, it's manageable.
Well, yeah, you can always hook it up to a charger or something like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have a you know, a plug for it, like, you know, when I go to work and stuff. So
yeah.
I'll play for a while, and when the battery's low, just let it charge. The only thing that kind of sucks is that when it comes to this system, like, if let's say you have it plugged in, but like if it's not docked and you have it plugged in and you're playing, it doesn't necessarily charge. You have to have it off for it to charge.
Well, yeah, that's how it is with most devices and shit. Like, if you have it plugged in and you're trying to do shit on your shit, it's not going to plug in. It's not going to...
No, because even, let's say, with a lot of stuff or whatever, like phones and things like that, it would still charge.
So this thing won't charge at all.
You know what I'm saying? The ideal thing to do whenever you're fucking charging something is just fucking let it charge.
Yeah, let
true.
It
be. But what I'm saying is, like, dude, when it comes to, like, your phone, like, you know, and you're in the midst of something, whatever, and you're charging it, you're still going to use it.
Yeah, but it's still charging. Are you saying the Switch won't charge at all?
Or? No, it won't. It won't charge unless you have it off.
Oh, so yeah, my phone. I could plug it into a battery pack or something like that, and still use my phone. The phone is still charging. What you're saying is just nothing. You have to turn it off.
Like yeah. You have to turn it off to let it charge.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
It's understandable because that has a lot of fucking. It has a lot of fucking, like, you know, computer power going through it. So it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, like, you know, yo, stop using me. Get off your addiction.
Yeah, stop abusing me.
Dad.
Well, Alex, in your honest opinion, is for a person like me who doesn't have a Switch that wants one, should I hold out to get the Switch or get the Switch Lite?
I would say hold off and get the regular Switch. Because that, to have that, you know, that you can dock it and use it as the home console, you know, like, as a home console, and then you can take it around, it's you know, makes it a lot better. I mean, if you're gonna use it more for, like, for traveling and stuff like that, then the light would be better.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm telling you right now, dude, if when you do get the Switch, one of the games that I advise you to get, because it is so fun and addictive, is Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, that's on my list if I get that.
That is a really, like, That is a really fun Mario game, dude.
I miss playing the Mario game.
And then, of course, for the classy, you got to get Mario Kart.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
That's what me and my brother-in-law play when he comes over and breaks the Switch.
Yeah, so right now, like, what I'm in between games when it comes to the Switch right now is Mortal Kombat 11, Super Smash Brothers, and for nostalgia purposes, it's the Contra Anniversary Collection.
Yeah, I heard you mention that in the previous podcast. I got to get that for the PS4.
Yeah, and the thing is like, you know, it's $20 and it's 10 games. Yeah. And, you know, it's a fun time killer.
Oh, you know, my question about that was, I was going to look it up, but I might as well ask you, can you put in the Dirty Life code, the up, up, down, down code on the new console or no?
Yeah, for the American version of the Contra, yes.
Okay.
Because they have the Famicom version, which has like little extra scenes in it, but it's the same game, but they don't offer the 30 life score because Japanese people, whatever, are better at gaming. So you know, it's just like we don't need 30 lives, right? But us Americans are like, but we do.
Dude, I was playing a Contra game on the Super Nintendo Mini. I forgot which Contra game was on there.
Alien Wars.
I guess it was, but dude,
I can't get through with three
lives. There's no way you could beat that thing on three lives.
Dude, Contra 3, the Alien Wars or whatever, the thing, I love that game. I beat it on easy and I beat it on normal. I can never beat it on hard because, you know, it's hard. And the whole thing is this. It's meant for you to play with two players.
Mm-hmm.
And both, you know, you and the other player have to be good at this style of game. Because the whole thing is you can only unlock the actual ending of the game if you beat it on hard.
There you go.
So I was just like, fuck this, man. I saw the ending online, and I was just like, nah, I want to try to cheat this. God damn.
Satisfied.
Say that against you, sorry.
He's like, I'm satisfied. I don't need to watch the rest of this game.
No. Steve, I told you. It got me like, fuck, now I want to try to attempt completed. This.
It can be done. It has to be done somehow.
No, it is. It's just like, you know, playing again from scratch and just remembering how everything works out. Because part of it is pattern and part of it is luck.
Yeah.
And of course, skill. So.
Well, that's kind of how life is sometimes, I guess, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. If only we could do the Konami code for lives or whatever.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. We fuck up or whatever. We just kill ourselves. And then we get like, yes, 49 more lives.
I feel like you said this week.
Yeah. All right, guys. So that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. Of course, we have this show, which is the Inner City Geeks podcast. We also have the Inner City Geeks turntable, which will be back next week. Like I said, every 2 weeks we will have new episodes of the Inner City Geeks turntable. So make sure you check that out. The first episode is up. It's actually I am talking about one of my favorite songs, which is Omerta by Lamb of God. So yes, check that shit out. We also have Yay Toys, where Brian talks about a bunch of toys and shit, which is fucking cool because I like toys. Comics for Savor, Manga Times, Anime World, so Mario stuff. He should be coming up with some newer episodes in the next few weeks or so. Good Games, still on there. Go check that shit out. Inner City Geeks podcast. Inner City Geeks webcomic should be coming back in the next couple weeks. So
yeah,
with that, it's gonna be fun to put that shit back up. It's been a while since we've actually done something with the web comic. So make sure you do that.
Been a while.
It's been a long while. Yeah. And so make sure you check out everything that's on innercitygeeks.com. And while you're there, if you have a hankering for some shopping, go to the links at the bottom where we have a link to Amazon.com. Where off that link you get your first month for free Prime. Yeah. Click that link, you get free month of Prime. And Prime is pretty awesome. And this week coming Prime Day. Prime Day is coming, so there'll be a bunch of fucking cheap shit on Amazon. Even though there's a lot of cheap shit on Amazon as is, but you get even cheaper shit on Prime with free shipping and shit. So make sure you do that. There's a bunch of shit on there as far as Amazon related stuff, like Kindles and fucking Fire TVs and Fire Sticks and all that stuff. So make sure you check that out. Or if you just want to just buy regular shit on there, just follow that link and you can buy whatever. And whatever you get, it'll give us a little bit of a kickback. Do that. Another thing you find on the site is a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company that's made for geeks. So we have t-shirts and hoodies and hats and a bunch of cool shit that you can check out that's made for people like us. Yeah, so check that shit out. SoulSickClothing.co. And another thing you can find on the site is a link to Beard Octane, beardoctane.com, where you get your beardly needs met. Yeah. You got beard oils, beard balms, beard butters, beard utensils. Cut your beard up a little bit, make it look all nice and straight and evens and nice. Do that. All your beard essentials you got there at the tip of your fingers. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention before, you can type in Inner City Geeks for Soul Sick Clothing and you'll get 15% off. And for Beard Octane, you can get 10% off if you type in code ICG10. And yeah, that'll give you 10% off of everything. You can find this show on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play Music. So make sure you check us out on all of those platforms and let everybody else know that we are there. And also let everybody else know that we are also on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks, on the Twitters at Inner City Geeks, and on the Instagrams at Inner City Geeks. Where can we find yous guys at?
You can find me at DarthBX, DarthBX, at Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie.
You can find me on Twitter, RUPERTO2106.
Alex.
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, DINYE, and on Instagram as Denied as well. It's spelled DINYED.
Awesome. And you can find me on both the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much sums it the fuck up for this week. We've had a fucking awesome time recording this week, and I'm glad you guys have listened, and I'm glad you guys joined us. And before we go, I'd like to listen to some music. And this week I chose a song from a band that we actually had on the show before, and I recently checked out their EP. So it's a band called Ginger, and their EP is fucking dope. They got five songs on there, and the one song that I'm going to be playing is a song called Teacher, Teacher. It's fucking good, fucking heavy. The lead singer is fucking dope. She can sing and she can fucking growl like a motherfucker. And so check that shit the fuck out. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye, people.
What the hell is that kickback?
I don't know.
Oh my God, it's Skynet. Until next time, folks, if we're not killed by the machines.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
And don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth. Good evening.
the paper bag on my head. She pointed a finger at me and then she said, dear Lord, forgive me as I'm slapping, slapping, slapping this simple child. By your head I'm bent, so I will show, show what is wrong and what is right. Choose your label cause I'm mercy, mercy, merciful. Put your knuckles on the table, hit my friend Pharaoh, who punish you. Teacher, teacher.